What is the state of the comedy industry in South Africa? I mean, I don't think it takes a rocket scientist to figure out that it's incredibly tough for any entertainers, any live entertainers out there. But the guys are slowly building. There are a lot of guys, collaborating with restaurants or any other spaces, trying to start little gigs here and there, and just keeping that flame burning as much as possible. So when things do open up, we're not just starting from scratch. There are little seeds that have been planted to really bring it back again. Do I think stand-up comedy shows will still be a thing post-COVID? Definitely. Comedy will never, ever, ever disappear. It'll never go away. Like I mentioned before, guys are really doing every single thing they can to try and keep it going, try and keep it alive as much as possible. So post-COVID, I think they're just going to explode. I think it's given a lot of young comics, a lot of established comics, an opportunity to write, think about their act, refine their act. And I think when things do open up fully again, it's going to be a huge explosion. If I was in a position to host a stand-up comedy show in South Africa, which of the following comedians would you choose to be on your lineup? You've sent me a very unfair list of people here because when I look at everybody, first of all, they're all incredibly talented. But to be honest, I mean, I would just let Dave Chappelle have the show and I would just be the MC. I'll be Dave Chappelle's opening act. Oganya, we'll switch it around. Dave Chappelle would be my opening act. It's Dave Chappelle. yeah, it's very difficult to put Dave Chappelle on a lineup with everybody else here. That's just unfair on everybody. But yeah, I'd have to say it's Chappelle.